seen that. I'm trying to transfer it to my documents, but.
Yeah, you have to close that window, because that's the save one, isn't it?
Take a spreadsheet.
Okay. You can just leave it on your screen, just plug your computer into the projector.
Yeah, I'll have to do that, right, I'll just redo it, it's the easiest way.
All right, everything's fine back here, so we're moving the meeting. Should be starting. Well, we have a prototype anyway. We have a kind of a back.
Is it going?
No, it's a slightly curved round sides.
Really?
It's almost curved, like up to the main display as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the little line at the bottom indicates the bit, the panel that you pull down, and the extra function buttons are below that panel,
mm-hmm.
the little line. And we've got the stick on the bottom with the company logo on.
You also have an Apple / cherry design at the top. I can't just have
that. Cherries, yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit more fun, isn't it? And it's kind of not related to kind of. You think Apple, you think computers like that.
Yeah, yeah, we might get a.
What's this?
Yeah, cherries are fun, sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
That's the mute.
Oh.
It might. It'd probably have to be legal mute. But
yeah,
I couldn't have anything small enough to try.
For the first time, I was hard to get the actual labeling on the individual buttons.
Yeah. We just chose simple shapes for all of them. The important ones are volume ones, so we made them a bit bigger.
Mm-hmm.
The mute could possibly be a bit smaller.
You separate off in colour the volume related buttons from the channel related buttons, so you've got the volume in orange on the design that, and the channel ones in blue.
Hmm.
Well, all these things have cost implications. And so when I've done my thing on cost, I had assumed that the only button that would be a different colour would be the red apple button. So, however, I've never looked different that. But yeah, so but there would be a cost implication on that. And, so whether we wanted to put in all these colours would be open to debate, I suppose.
Well, colours they wouldn't be too important, but we didn't have any white Play-Doh.
An important consideration. Right, okay, so, and the second one underneath would be the idea for the...
Yeah, so I'll have the slide on.
Right, okay. So we've got detailed design meeting. Right. So we've got prototype presentation, which we've just done. Evaluation criteria. And finance. So I guess we have to evaluate if that meets the various aspects that we're looking for. From our previous meeting. So, other than the fact that it doesn't have the second layer, but obviously it would. But other than that, we've got the red apple, we've got the buttons. The only thing that's really changed is the coloration of the buttons.
Yeah.
And a bit after the evaluation criteria is the finance. And you know, and the cost implication. The only scenario where this is that the cost is probably kind of important. So, and then the production evaluation as to how easy that would be to manufacture.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it would
Yes, this is our, yes, this is our presentation of the prototype.
Right, so as far as the finance of it would be concerned, we have to make sure that the cost, right, the production cost, because you may remember that was one of the first considerations, was to be in under 12.50 or 2.5, 12.5 euros. So there's no redesign. So that should right, so it seems to me that the thing that we have to do is quickly find out
can we get this on the board just so we can see, or do we have the figures on?
Okay, so by the fact that we've got the simple chip and the kinetic energy source, we've got a single curved case, we've got a rubber case materials supplements, so when we had the same that we're having rubber buttons and
a push button interface.
Okay. Button supplements. Well, originally I thought there would just be one in there because it was the one red apple.
Yeah.
But so the real question then would come in, do you make all the buttons?
Well, can you do it on the prototype?
Well, so we've got one special button form, which was the apple. Everything
mm-hmm.
else
yeah.
is going to be a standard. We've got special material, rubber, wood, titanium, etc. So I was thinking rubber wasn't special, but according to this, maybe it is. So, and I mean, effectively, we've got 16 buttons that we're going to have on there.
Yeah, I think we just do one day.
Well, I don't know. is the sort of answer. Is that meant to be all 16 buttons? And therefore, I mean, what's the option was maybe not to have rubber buttons, but just to have the one that was soft and spongy, and therefore.
I think it's just the one that's.
Whereas it would be the special colour would be for the. So you would only have the one special button that was rubber, whereas the rest would be. Plastic.
Yeah, I think the button supplements is just a supplement for all the buttons, but made in a different material rather than purple.
Mm.
I don't know.
Every design change is. Okay, if we just had all the buttons as standard. Except for the one red apple, then that would take care of that, I guess. We have one special colour and one special button form.
Mm-hmm.
And when I plugged that in last time, you just remember it has to be under 12.5. As far as I know, that took care of the various supplements. And if what happened?
You just cut off the window into another one. It's on the bottom row.
Maybe if you just minimize that one in the top right hand corner of the little box. Yeah.
No, right. Okay, so, but the point would be that if we just did special, sorry, you were saying that it would be that one that you would put in one there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's 9.1, that's we've got some.
So, well, no, it's 9.7 I've got. Okay.
Just gives
So that would work out fine if assuming your correction or assuming that one change covers all the buttons, then that will be fine. And there's nothing else as far as I can see that we plan to.
I suppose between switching around those and on the electronics, we've got the sample sensor. At the moment, we've just got a simple chip, which costs one. I guess the sample sensor, sample speaker would be the voice recognition thing,
Yeah.
which puts it up to four, which would be slightly over our budget, but if we go with something else down to slightly lower standard,
Yeah.
then we go with one of the special form buttons, and we can have
Well,
the speed.
if we. Okay, that gives us 12.7.
So maybe if we got rid of like the maybe one of the special colours, kept them all the same colour, then we could have the voice
But
recognition
remember
unified.
that the idea was to keep it the colour of the. Oh, I see. So just take out the special colour for the apple and.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you have to keep the symbol chip there as well? You know how you turn that one to a zero? Wouldn't the chip and the
Yeah, okay.
sample speaker be separate things,
Oh,
so you
possibly,
overdo it?
yeah, maybe. Maybe we'd be giving up on the chromatic.
And go for the
Yeah.
battery instead, that would give
Which
you one less.
yeah, that would save us one, but we'd still be
But
slightly
you
up.
reckon that, I mean, the thing is that you want to appeal to people and not have to replace batteries.
Yeah. I suppose it's the sort of the whole technology type thing. You were saying in the market research that people like kind of interesting gadgets and whatever the figure the sample sensor, the sample speaker, voice recognition is sort of a worthwhile thing to have in a slab of batteries, or whether they would prefer not. You know what I mean? The problem was the batteries running out and losing the remotes to go to decide which of those is more important to them.
But which do you think, or which do we think, is the more important of the options?
I think the
In a
voice
sense, at the
recognition.
moment, we've got a total which we need to reduce down by 1.2. At least, remember that was a minimum requirement. The other option, if we're planning on just going for something cheap and cheerful, would be to make it, and originally we're going to make it a simple product.
Shall we evaluate the prototype as you've got it now first, and then sort of make decisions about what needs to be changed after?
Makes sense.
Right, I'll have a little think. So, we've got a Note, it's 13.7, isn't it, if everything is logged on?
Sorry, do you want that
Yeah,
back up?
just had a presentation to.
Right.
I do think the voice recognition thing would be more impressive than the fact that it's got no battery.
Okay, but remember the only reason we were planning on having voice recognition was so that they could find the remote if it got lost.
This is about the evaluation criteria that you use for the prototype we've got here. So the method is that the design team makes a prototype, and we evaluate the prototype against some criteria that we've formulated. And those ones are going to be in response to sort of market research and also finance, I guess. And do that on a scale from sort of true being one to false being seven, so it's neither true nor false, and it's four. So I've got a set of criteria just based on the marketing, but we need to add in a financial one as well at the end. So we have to say whether it's true or false that the product looks and feels fancy, whether the product demonstrates technical innovation, whether it's easy to use, whether it's incorporating sort of the fashion elements to attract the buyer, and whether it's a sort of recognizable real reaction product. I have to go up onto the whiteboard and do this finally. So the first one is, does the product look and feel fancy? So we do a
curve, which was really like the
Yeah.
feel of plates waving. So,
Okay.
and we have the rubber kind of spongy feel, which
Yeah.
was in at the time.
Yeah.
So we like some fancy.
Yeah, I'd really good at a tune.
I think one false or is one true? I forgot.
One true.
One's true, okay. So first
And
of all,
four's neutral.
four's neutral, okay. So
So you are maybe a two?
Yeah, because we haven't got the double curve, so we can't like say
Well, for
something is
one.
true. But it's
Yeah.
pretty close. We've got almost everything we can.
Okay. So false is 7, truth is 1. So we're saying about 2 fancy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not maybe nearer 3.
Okay. Well, you do have to, yeah, definitely.
Well, it's just that then essentially, remember that when you look down, we've got solar power, we've got various other things you could have, and we're not going for
Is this
these.
is just this is just for like the look, does it sort of look fancy rather than functional and stuff?
Yeah, I suppose that might be in the technical innovation bit.
Yeah. So we go for a 2 on that?
Okay.
Okay. And I mean, how much does a product demonstrate technical innovation?
I suppose we're deciding between the kinetic power or the speech recognition, and if we had either of those for our budget, they both show reasonable
Yeah.
amount of speech recognition.
Okay. So what about the prototype as it is? We've got the speech recognition or
But
whatever.
not the kinetic
But not the kinetic.
power.
No, because you can't afford that. We
No,
took that out
we can't, yeah, we can't afford both.
All right.
Doesn't
So it doesn't, it's pretty, the prototype as it is isn't sort of fulfilling the
It's maybe by
Maybe
each
it's
hops, it's got something, but it hasn't got.
Okay.
Well, in
13.7,
14.7, we do have kinetic. The problem is we have to reduce down from there to get it down to 12.5. And one way of doing that would be to take out the kinetic. So it's very much dependent on what you do with your options. And if you're definitely going for the sample sensor and sample speaker, then, because that. The other functions we've got in are more at the special material, the rubber, titanium, etc. If you go for that's at the high end because that's 0.6, whereas down at just special colour is 0.2, and you're trying to lose 1.2. So it seems to me that if you're going for the sample sensor speaker, you're basically then having to go for the cheaper options on everything else. And the simple way to do it would be to have a battery, to have your sample sensor speaker, and then you're looking to take out 0.2, which would be come from the button supplements category.
I'm just going to check exactly what it said in the email for
How much of a difference would it make if we made the case in plastic? Because we did say that we don't want to follow the fashion too much. If the buttons are rubber, that might be spongy enough and it might stand the test. I get
Interface
that.
type, well, plastic rather than rubber. That would make the same difference. You could have it, if you have that in plastic rather than rubber, then that would enable you to get. You could keep kinetic then, you could keep your sample sensor, and you were looking to take out 0.2. So you could fiddle that down your special form at the bottom or your special colour at the bottom, and that would enable you to do it.
Okay.
So since if we make it slightly more fancy, then we lose points in innovation. If we make it more
Yeah.
innovative, then we lose
Yeah.
points when you're being fancy, so.
Well, I've just read the email again, and it sort of says it's evaluate the design sort of as it is, I think. So I think we need to think about finals after we've sort of evaluated that design. I don't know whether we've done it in the wrong order or something like that.
Oh, okay.
That's suppose it's rubber as it is, isn't it?
It's rubber as it is, yes.
So, I mean, is this thing to go up a bit or something? Because we've got both the.
We've got 13.7 and we've got it at the moment, and if and basically we're going to reduce down from that, but the current one you'd say would be fancy would be 2.
Yeah, I thought it's for innovation, so we've got the speech thing, and
I would have said about 2 as well.
2
or 3.
We
have it 2.
Okay. And the next one is
well, I can just sing about easy to use. I would have said yes, I would go for a 1 on that at this point too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll say so as well.
Incorporates elements of fashion to attract buyer. Well, it certainly has some.
Yeah, it's got the cherry and the sponginess.
Yeah.
So about 3.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's doing quite well, and I'm going to have to lose some of these, but at the moment, as it stands, it's...
Yeah, I would have said 2, it seems reasonable. The product is a recognisable, real reaction product.
This is in the sense of using all of its products, all of its buttons, and it's got a fairly big label on the bottom saying...
Yeah, that's
it comes from.
So this is about sort of the proper image of, like, new... sort of sleek technology and that sort of thing, as well as having a logo on and all that. Is it sort of a recognisable product? Does it fit in with our other products, which are sort of coffee makers and spacecraft?
Yeah, well, it's got the same speech feature as the coffee machine.
I suppose it's kind of the spongy rubberiness is maybe the more kind of comfortable thing, kind of sleek and new age. It depends which way you're looking at.
Okay. So we're going for a
maybe a
2 or 3.
Yeah, 2 or 3. Well, the logo would be more recognisable on the actual thing. It's just that the pen wouldn't really write on that paper.
Sure.
But
yeah.
I think the logo would definitely be recognisable, and it does have attributes that other products do. 2, 5, go for it.
Right, okay.
2 or 3.
2, right, come on. That's that decided. Right, so we now on to changing it to get it to fit in with the budget requirements. And then.
Yeah.
What all the numbers mean then? Do I add them up and we have start something?
Yeah, I think we said add them up, so an average is going to be.
About 2. 2.
1.8, isn't it? Something. So yeah, pretty close to a 2.
Yeah,
right.
So it's...
So I mean, it's pretty good at the moment, but it's going to get worse, isn't it? We've
trying
to make sure it doesn't get...
So it should be
2 or 2 better.
So we're going to get definite... Was it 13.7 was the definite price for all the features we said that it had?
Yes.
Okay,
so...
You can lose 1.2 and still meet the requirements.
Do you want to go for the...
Okay, well, I'll put it back.
So, yes, is this the last stage once we sort out the finals at this point?
I'm not sure.
We'll probably have to reread it.
Yes, I'm going to thought so.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we'll make adjustments and see how it is there.
Okay, so what was it? Control F8, wasn't it?
It's
called.
Oh, okay. Right, okay. So, you can see there that if you want to keep kinetic, right, you've got a choice there of going down to battery, which would save you 1. You've got the sample sensor and sample speaker, which is your big item.
Well, actually, we just have a plastic case that we lose 2.
That's right.
Which gets us...
which gets you...
That within the budget range.
Yes.
That would be fine, because that was just a trend, and we do have the
buttons anyway. So that's 11, 7, and then we can make sure we definitely have all the buttons up there.
Alright.
Different colours, yeah. Yeah, I was thinking that, because maybe the sort of rubber case is a bit less in sort of the corporate identity than the sort of
now allowed to have all the tent combinations, so we'd lose a little bit on maybe you can.
So we're going for plastic, yes.
Lose a little bit on the fashion, yeah, but.
Yep.
Yeah, now and then, yeah, that's within the budget. Do we actually have, do we just have one special? Only these special forms down here?
Well, there was debate as to how you would count them. You've got special colour, well originally I was assuming we had the red apple, and therefore that was the special colour.
Yeah, I think we should just imagine white buttons.
I mean, we've got, well, we've got enough from there.
Yeah.
We've got 0.8 left, so we've got enough from
Well,
there.
We've got special form, now that would be one button, and the question was that all buttons or was that just one button? Because our plan really was to have one button only with the special.
Yeah,
So no matter how you look at that, that would be the same. The other thing would then be special material, rubber, wood, titanium.
I think maybe the special colour we've got three now, just because
because
the volume bands are different. I guess we'd have the ones which are blue at the moment,
right.
Would just be the
same. So
standard
special colour, you want three in there?
Yeah, which I think we should, yeah, that's going to be fine for the price.
Okay.
So I think you just need two for special colour, because it's just two supplements, you know, one original colour and then two supplements.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's probably.
So we only need two for that.
Okay.
Because these are moulded. The one colour is going to mould out a piece of plastic rubber.
Okay. Yeah, I would agree with that. I think. So special colours two.
Mm.
We've got special form. Is the one apple. The rest are all standard. Although you could argue that should maybe be. You were making these buttons down the bottom, I was presuming, bigger than the other ones, or were you? Was that the idea?
Yeah, volume ones.
Maybe that'd be a second supplement.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a second special form.
Uh-huh. I would have thought that's probably about.
Oh, you got it.
Wow.
Okay,
so. I think that should still be okay. That's
right.
12.2, so we're still. We're going to budget on that.
Yep. That makes sense.
So, let me tell you, we've lost a little bit on the fashion and lost a bit on the fancy kind of.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, we've kept the other attributes to it.
I would have said so. Yeah. So, you maybe put fashion in three rather than.
So, shall we do
two?
Well,
that's actually, it definitely fits the real product. What's the. What's
happening
here? Real reaction.
Yeah,
I'm not quite sure what it's
happening. It still seems to definitely fit that, so that's like, if that's a new age kind of innovative
sort
of company, then having the kinetic feature and the voice recognition
is
quite high up.
So if we put in for another special form on a button, then maybe they could be a different shape. Like we've got a cherry one. Maybe the other ones could be something else shaped. I don't know. As soon as it's cheaper to make them a different. As soon as we've got, you know, we've made it a special form, so. And that would sort of maybe keep us close on the sort of the fashion type one. And it would sort of, you know, keep it quite fancy as well.
You could argue you might do it once a year. You would change. Because at the moment you're making it a red apple.
Yeah,
so next year you could make next year model the same, but if it is a.
Yeah.
Because I'm a fruit with
whatever, a lemon, yeah, a lemon or something.
Yeah, I mean, the rolling buttons could be lemons or something. Okay. So, what have we got rid of? We got rid of the plastic.
Yeah, the main thing that changed really is the casing, isn't it?
That's just about all. I think we've saved quite a bit, so we've just got the push button interface, which is by far the cheapest.
Yeah.
So maybe the sense of not having that, maybe we've lost something on the innovation side. And just because that is like the most standard type of button.
So I mean, we've got rid of the rubber case, but. We've now sort of got an extra form and an extra colour for the buttons. So maybe in terms of sort of fanciness and fashionability, we're pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Maybe. So maybe put two again on that.
And anything else has stayed pretty much the same.
Well, easier certainly stayed.
Yeah, because if anything, the special forms makes it slightly easier to
Yeah.
to use. And what about the sort of innovation?
Well, we've still got the kinetic energy.
Okay. And the speech feature.
Yeah, the speech feature. And then the corporate identity. I think we've kind of just about the same. We've been the last. Hasn't it? It's hard to tell how the rumor.
Oh, play out.
Yeah, whether that's considered to be sort of part of the corporate identity, I don't think.
Yeah.
It's maybe not.
I think more the features of the actual control will be more important maybe than the actual aesthetics.
Yeah.
But either way, I think we've made it fairly close to what.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
well.
I don't think I would make it any more. Apart from maybe doing the whole thing in the kind of light sheer blue, like the case.
Mm-hmm.
But then what colour would you make the R's?
So that's just the company logo, so maybe there's like a site design which we can
Well, but you've got the company logo on there, which we effectively get stick on that.
Okay.
So you're, in a sense, you're comparing the product without the company logo,
yeah.
And then, but you've got space for it
yeah,
to stick
yeah.
it on.
What's the company colour? Did you get told that the company colour is?
I'm not quite sure we've really established that.
No, I just
don't think so.
But in
the sense that, as you saw with the Windows logo badge, it doesn't really matter. There's virtually the way that you frame, you know, the Windows badge on there, it really doesn't matter what colour it is, so long as our company's logo is framed in the same way as that with like a black outline. In fact, they've got black and white, black and silver. So basically, even if you had a silver, the same colour of silver on your display, because you've got effectively a double edging on the logo, it means that it splits off what your logo is from the product. And that's actually quite a sneaky way of doing it.
Because you've got sort of you've got point two to play with if you really wanted to.
You could put in another
colour.
Well, in this one, you've actually got three colours of buttons.
Yeah.
Well, we decided that the blue ones were the standard colour.
Okay.
So you were talking about, we're assuming that all the buttons on the second panel, the hidden away button, would all be standard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which may or may not be the case.
Yeah. Should we save the point two for profitability?
Well, yeah, but was there not a button that you were thinking of on the other option, you know, on the second page, as it were, that you were thinking of maybe having as a different colour?
I don't think they would be weird, but I think if they were just all small round blue buttons, it'd be fine.
Yeah, maybe for the one they're going to see all the time, we make it look good and fit the kind of idea of what they want. And then for the more functional buttons, we don't worry too much about it. Just have that as like a, because it's hidden away anyway, you can see it and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's the sort of thing that, I mean, you want to put up the controller and just hit a button quickly to change the channel or volume. So if it's dead obvious, then that's fine. But if you're opening the panel and you're looking and you're tuning, then you pay a bit more attention. So maybe sort of different colour buttons isn't so important.
Alright, okay.
So, yeah.
So we'll just add that to profitability in effect.
Yeah, I mean, so drop the cost.
Right, so we're meant to finish up in 5 minutes.
Essential.
Shouldn't we maybe lose a point on fashion, golden three, because we've lost the overall spongy feel? Because it doesn't seem right that it just hasn't changed at all.
Well, I think you said that because you got rid of the bubble, we put an extra sort of fruit. Shape on one of the buttons.
Did you decide what that was? Which button it was? The volume one.
We could have lemon shaped ones for the volume one.
That's good, yeah.
So the design team. comes in and says,
"Yeah,
but you're on the design team."
And we say it's fine, so we'll be.
So what bit are we going to?
Can I just check if that's a cherry or an apple? Do we decide against the apple because of Apple Mac, and then we make it
yeah.
a cherry officially?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Just in case we made that 0.2 for our lawsuits.
So were we aiming for a certain target on that scale?
No, we're aiming for one program. But it really has to fit into the budget, so I guess we just have to adjust things to get it up in there.
And we seem to have met at least something in each criteria.
Yeah.
We haven't really left anything out, so.
Yeah, I think.
That's an overall body which has to be quite cheap.
So do we have anything else to discuss?
I don't know, what's on
the agenda? What's not here? So we've done the finance bit and the Excel program, we've done the redesign, so we're now on to project process, satisfaction with, for example, room for creativity, leadership, teamwork, means etc, whiteboard, digital plans, etc. So we're actually now, in a sense, onto the evaluation of the course rather than the evaluation of the project, is my understanding. So what did you, I'm remembering that nobody sits over the curtain. So, the easiest way of doing it is to put some notes down, which I will do.
Okay.
So, I think I have to finish that page. That's okay. So, project evaluation. So, creativity. Do you feel you've got a chance to express yourselves well enough?
Yeah.
I thought some of the divisions there between sort of the individual meetings were a bit arbitrary.
Individual meetings? What do you mean?
Yeah. Well, we were finding out various things in.
On your own?
In between the meetings, and they didn't. The one meeting didn't always follow on for the other one, you know, so. Things thrown in
normally you go to a meeting and you say, right, you do this, you do that, you do that, then you go away, you find out information, you then come back, you then discuss it, you then go and change things around and then go back.
Yeah, I suppose some of your orders would be going out and finding more information each time and then.
Whereas it's just like we're getting from a database source, so it's not. Anyway, so what do you want to put down? I've put seemed okay, creativity seemed okay, flow of information on any given subject. Subject. Sometimes distracting.
Fancy thing that you
could
imagine designing. I can't think of a better example.
Could have used a different example to increase.
Yeah. Is this kind of just fits the purpose, though? It's something everyone knows about, and then
creativity.
Something you can at least look at. And
you have to do it within a set time frame, is the other thing. So,
yeah. Right, I always think like. Restrictive just to say we have to design a television remote control. Well, it depends what sort of business you're in, I guess. I mean, this one seems to be one. From the website, it looks it's quite innovative that we're coming out with some bookie shop product on this, you know.
That's just one of the things, like, you know, the company's going to have like a range of products, and I don't know how it works, but I guess that something got signed out and they'll have like a brief to kind of.
But the other thing is that, I mean, I'm guessing that they're trying to use this software to demonstrate how you could do a project. I mean, my wife at the moment, for instance, is acting as a computer for. Normally, you've got a problem, so you go to your tutor and find out information to see how to get it fixed. So, what she's doing is she's having to spend a day at the computer terminal at one end so that any student that comes along can ask whatever question, and then you, or the idea is that the whichever person's at the other end can point them in the right direction, show them where to, either give them directly, give them help, or secondly point them in the right direction, either at the library or come back or go and see your blog or whatever. So, and that was a project that I suspect similar to this, because they were actually trying to debug the computer software to enable it to work. And of course, they had machine crashing and various things going on.
Should we take a look at the last slide?
So,
he's got nothing else.
All right. So we've got.
If you look at their products on their website here, Real Reaction, I mean, it's all pretty high tech, cutting edge.
New ideas found, did we find any? No.
It's quite good with this, the whiteboard, having that in digital pens. It's not really made a lot easier.
Leadership, teamwork.
So we did find a good idea, I mean, it's a bit kinetic remote control. I don't see one there before. There are batteries, I think.
Oh, voice recognition, especially that one.
Yeah.
You've got voice recognition computers. It's not remote controlled.
What's the different application of it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, so it's like the same products but you put together in a different way.
So how do you reckon teamwork worked?
Okay. Yeah, I guess we all had separate ideas and discussed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To go reason. Okay.
I don't think sort of the budget allowed us to do anything.
But
well, I mean, I just don't think it fitted in with the rest of their products. I mean, they've got all these sort of high definition DVD and portable 7-inch lightweight computer screens. I'm thinking, you know, one.
So, we're meant to comment on leadership and means, e.g., whiteboard, digital pens, etc. And new ideas found was the other thing.
Well, we can't really all fairly comment on leadership because you want a project manager, you want a leader. So our experience in leadership wasn't really as much as yours.
No, I've had much more in marketing, but I certainly didn't get this computer to work as well as I would have liked. However, right, means so whiteboard. So really, it's equipment.
Work.
Yeah, very nice. I mean, I'm not sure I see the value in these. I mean, they record what you're writing, and then what do you do with it? Where do you get the recording? Do you plug it in your computer or something?
There's a little chip, I think. Can you see the last slide? I think you're not a video of it, then.
I don't know. I think it's just PGC big image, so then it's
right.
New
ideas found, so one or two.
New connected power remote control. What's the other one?
Voice.
There's a voice activated.
Voice recognition.
The cost of the budget, yes. Is the project evaluated? Yes. Don't forget the final question in the next summary, then the evaluation.
Can I ask this,
I think we've got two questionnaires and a report on the last meeting.
I tried to save this the last time at 12.3 and it didn't seem to have saved anywhere. Mind you, the figure last time was different, but it should be possible.